Pass the Mic is made possible by a grant from the T. Rowe Price Foundation, recognizing 45 years of advancing thriving communities and building financial well-being. The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the participants and do not reflect the views of the T. Rowe Price Foundation, T. Rowe Price, or any of their subsidiaries or affiliates.
Pass the mic.
Hand that to me.
Pass it over here.
Pass the mic.
Pass the Mic is a community-driven radio show that gives you the space to share your story, your issues, and your concerns your way. Today we pass the mic to Beth Benner. As Executive Director of the Women's Housing Coalition, she's passionate about ending the cycle of homelessness in Baltimore City.
Pass the mic.
In Baltimore City, the rich have gotten richer, the poor have gotten poorer, and the middle class have done what I would have done if I was raising a family. They've gone somewhere where they felt they could afford it more. I'm Beth Benner. I'm the Executive Director of the Women's Housing Coalition, and we work with women who have experienced homelessness. They also have to be struggling with a disability that led to their becoming homeless. Families in our program, they want to stay stable for their kids. We had a woman who was making very good money as a beautician. She lost her job, fell into heavy depression, and it took us a couple years to help her. But she stayed in the same house. Her son was able to graduate from high school, and she's now back on her feet and starting to work again. And that person would have been homeless in any other situation. Right now in Baltimore, you have to earn well over $20 an hour to work a 40-hour week and afford a one-bedroom apartment. Now think about what that means for a family, a single mom or a single dad. So it's really, really tough out there. Rents have gone sky high. This concept of pulling yourself up by your own bootstraps is not logical. We had 15 families that we moved into Reservoir Hill a couple years ago now. From the time we applied for the money to the time we got it, rents grew on average over $500 a month. People need to understand this is closer to home than they realize. Nobody, until they see it, really understands what kind of harm it is to your life if you have a mental breakdown. Now, that can happen to anybody, and for certain mental health diseases, it happens when you're in your 30s. I would say the hardest part of my job is balancing the finances and the mission. Very few funders want to fund something indefinitely. We have to put more local money into the program. We're very dependent on federal money. It's easy for me to say I don't have to balance the city or the state budget, but we have to figure out a way that if we can't keep rents down, we have to build units that are even more affordable than what we're doing. It's very broken. We have created a society that has lost the middle and has put so much stress on the lower end of it that it's not working. You know, to me, housing should be a right, not a privilege. And until we can figure out how to do that, or at least how to make sure that the people at the bottom and the lower middle have a way to totally support themselves, we're never going to fix it.
Pass the Mic is produced by Elizabeth Nonemaker, Senior Producer Mallory Pinkard-Pierre, and Executive Producer Amy Walters. This is a presentation of Baltimore Public Media.